Yeah, that's where we're riding with the king here. Sports Radio 94 WIP Midday Show. And joining us right now, sponsored by McGurk's Pub and Grill, is Howard Eskin. If you're looking for a spot to host your fantasy draft or need catering for it, make it McGurk's. It's that time of the year. We're getting close to the start of the NFL season. A week from tomorrow, the Ravens and the Chiefs kick it off. And then, of course, the Eagles-Packers on Friday night. Howard, how are we doing today?
Howard.
We're doing great, and I just want to mention, and I don't know how much you guys care, but Thursday is an anniversary day. 38 years ago on Thursday, WIP did their first sports talk show.
Oh, wow.
August 29th, 1986. I was lucky enough, and I'll say lucky enough to have done that show, and look what's happened since. We got nitwits and we got dopes.
So this is all your fault, is what you're saying?
I'm going to only take responsibility for the good.
Okay.
Not for the bad. But it's. But I always look at that date and I always think back to that first time. So it's fun for me to think back. But and there's a lot of people that have come through the station. But we are, you know, tremendous and bigger and better since that day 38 years ago on August 29th.
Howard, that day when you did that first show, did you have any idea it would become what it's become and last and grow to what it became? Like, did you think it was possible, or were you just like, hey, let's try this, see what happens?
You know, it's kind of interesting when I think back on that. I had done sports talk at an FM station before that. So that's why the general manager at that time asked me if I would do it, because he wanted to make it a sports station. So did I know it would be this big? No. But I had a lunch with a guy that was that worked with Ed Snyder on buying radio stations. He had owned another radio station in town. And we had lunch. It was about a two-hour meeting. He says, do you think WIP could make it? And it wasn't that day, but it was shortly after that. I says, yeah, I really do. He says, and after that meeting, he says, I'm going to ask Ed Snyder to buy the radio station, which they did, which is kind of interesting, too. And then, you know, from that point, they were sold multiple times. But nonetheless, I believe after we did it, and then other shows started to come along, after we did it, I really did believe it would be successful. I really did.
Well, it has. It has. And we're all here in part because of what you guys both in the beginning. Howard, cut down day today. It's a big day. Eagles have to have this roster set 53 by 4 o'clock. Let me throw this name at you, Howard. James Bradbury. Do you think he'll be here at 4 o'clock?
Yeah, I do. I do. And money probably plays into it. Remember, teams can make trades shortly after. Now, when you look at that position in the defensive backfield, I don't think Sidney Brown will be on the 53-man to start this season. Although I believe he looks healthy when I see him just running around at times. Now, he's not on the football field during practice, or he's on the football field but not practicing with them. But the bye week is after the fourth game, I believe. And I think it gives them some opportunity to play with the roster, if in fact Sidney Brown is on whatever injured list he's on, to be on that list until that time. That gives him room in the defensive backfield. Their roster cuts are not easy. I mean, the ones that have happened so far, you know, I don't think there's any real surprises. And I saw where Jenkins, the tight end, was cut. I don't know if it was Mike or Merrill that were really excited about the way he played in the last preseason game. But you can't keep everybody. It's just hard, and everybody goes through the same thing. The Eagles are interesting because a lot of teams have made a lot of cuts already. The Eagles kind of sit back and they wait and they see what's going on. And obviously they're trying to make trades with some of the players that aren't going to make the team. But some of these players are going to be back on the practice squad. But they're going to be tough. We're going to have a surprise, and I can't figure out, but I don't think it's going to be Bradbury, and I don't know if that would be a surprise. I can't figure out who the surprise is going to be. Somebody's not going to be on this team. And we're going to say, wow, I thought he would make the team. I just don't know who that is, because it's special teams is interesting. Because Cooper DeJean, now, eventually, and Kobe's Brenton Covey is going to be the punt returner. However, they have a lot of people that can return kickoffs. Now the kickoffs are a thing. I don't know. That's going to be how many guys can they keep? Can they also play special teams? And when you kind of think about that, you know, who can play special teams? It's like Isaiah Rodgers. I still think he's going to be strongly in the mix at one of the corner spots, but he is a good kick returner, a kickoff returner. The special teams will be really interesting how they shuffle that around. And if a player can't play special teams at another and plays another position, then maybe that player doesn't make that team because of that, because they really do have some good special teams people.
Howard, we were just talking earlier about how some of the strengths of this team, the skill players on the offense and the new defensive backs, it's all really good, but there's some questions in areas we don't usually have questions, like mm-hmm. the right guard spot now with Becton, and especially, Howard, the pass rush. Do you think they have enough pass rush here, Howard? There's questions on if they have enough coming off the edge. They hope Bryce Huff. They hope on Nolan Smith. What do you think after watching them this summer? Do they have enough pass rush?
I think Vic Fangio will create that pass rush with the way he plays his defense with the disguises. And you heard Mailata, I think it was last week, he talked about, you know, he really does a good job with disguising the defense. You worry about the edge rushers, but I don't worry about the sacks. I think the sacks are going to be kind of what they were previously, but from different people. Because I think Vic Fangio is going to find a way to make that happen. We know their defense is better. We know their linebackers are better. We know they're at corner they're going to be better. So, and safety, if Avante Maddox stays healthy, or not, but the defensive backfield, you know, slot, corner, whatever, they're going to be better. They're going to be better. And I just don't know. He's going to send people from all over the place. So, and Isaiah Rodgers, it's going to be interesting. He's corner blitzed, I think, a few times in the preseason. Isaiah Rodgers is so fast, I wouldn't be shocked to see him go after people too because of his speed. So the edge rushers you worry about, but I don't worry about the sacks because I think it's going to come from other places. That's the way I look at it.
You know what, Howard? I'm kind of curious. How do you think Nolan Smith is going to contribute when you talk about his contribution to this football team?
You know, he's got the energy when he speaks, but he's got to do better things on the football field. He's got to be in the mix somewhere because he's athletically, he's too good not to be. It's hard to figure out. You know, remember, when they play in the preseason, they're not playing against the starters. That's another thing. So he made one sack or one and a half sacks. I just don't know if that's going to happen during the regular season. I like him because I think he can be a very physical player, mm-hmm. But he's got to do the right things. Like everybody, but he's got to do the right things.
Howard, let's jump to the Phillies here. They have won 8 of 12 now, 8 of 10 if you take out the Taijuan Walker starts the last couple weeks. Are you ready to say the Phillies are back?
Were those 8 of 10? Was Washington in that?
They were, yes. Washington was. Okay. Well, the last two series, I mean, the Royals are good, and the Astros are obviously very good.
Yeah, the Royals are good. And, yeah, I mean...
Are you ready to say they're back? They're out of the poor play we saw for a month and a half, 2 months.
Well, they can't be as bad as they were. They were, the third worst team in baseball since the All-Star break. They can't be that bad because they're a good team. But I don't think they're out of the woods yet. And the way I look at it, it's not about making the playoffs. It's not about winning the division. Again, this magic number nonsense. Who cares about them? They're going to win the division.
26, Howard.
Who cares? And they're going to win the division. But it's what can they do in the playoffs? And the team right now, I mean, last night, they struggled to score runs again. Bryce Harper got a big hit, but I'll never forget what he told me. When he hits the ball on the ground to the right side, it's not a good swing. Now, to his credit, that's what he told me, because I asked him about the shift. It was in regard to the shift. what he tried to do, I think, is move the runners. So at least he's smart enough, and he should be a good enough hitter, which I think he is, to move the runners to hit the ball to the right side. So I give him credit, and it turned into a base hit. But I want to see them do it offensively for more than just those two games in Kansas City. And Taijuan Walker, the reason he's pitching is because, can you tell me who else would be in the starting rotation?
Well, Kobe Allard just came up on Sunday at Pittsburgh.
Kobe Allard, stop.
Oh, he's better than Taijuan.
He's pitched like five times, I think, right?
Yeah, I probably about that. Yeah, would you rather throw him or Taijuan Walker?
I'd rather throw you than Taijuan.
Well, that's the point.
I'd rather throw you, Douglas, and that would be an embarrassment.
But I got a little bit of arm over here, too, though, bro.
You did see his first pitch, yeah.
I got some velocity.
Well, wait a minute. The velocity was up on Taijuan.
Oh, yeah. That's wonderful.
It's still not good enough, especially because his location is always, not always, but many times is poor. And I think that was Rob Thompson that made that decision. All this nonsense. Well, was it Dombrowski? Was it Middleton? Middleton doesn't make that decision. Dombrowski talks to Rob Thompson. The manager has to make the decision. Otherwise, the manager might as well just quit. You know, you talk to him. You know, what are our options? What can we do? But what can they do? Don't give me out.
Well, they could DFA him. They could get rid of him. What do you mean they could do?
No, they're not going to get rid of him. In the offseason, that's when they think about that. You just have an arm out there. Hey, listen, rather than Stubbs, I'd rather see Taijuan Walker.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of close these days. I mean, it's not that different. All right, Howard.
And the other thing. Yeah. You know, the other thing you got to think about, you know, they scored 11 runs against the Royals on, what was it, Sunday?
And Saturday, yeah, both.
Never in his career again, and I like Stubbs, good guy, personality, is he ever going to get four hits in a game? Ever.
Probably not. He was robbed from the cycle when he got hit by that pitch. He was robbed because he was going for it. He was trying to lift that out.
I'm going to give you one other thing, and you guys were talking about the chains because you want to see the electronic.
No, I like the chain gang. I want to keep that.
Okay. Well, the reason the electronic, and it's going to happen, is because all the stadiums are not, and they can't get them all set up for the electronic chains.
So eventually we'll get there, eventually?
Oh, there's no question. And I like the chains, too. And I'll give you a quick story. Andy Reid one time, when he was the coach, I'm standing on the sidelines, and Andy saw everything. And Andy tripped over the chain. And somebody next to me laughed, and I laughed. And Andy says to me, "You laugh again, you're back up in the press box."
Did you stop laughing?
Yeah,
I'm sure you did. That's a good story. Howard, we'll talk to you next week, all right?
All right.
Have a good one.
There he goes. Howard Eskin, a total dope there. What a lot to say.